Fifth parak of Zavim, ninth Mishnah. Oichem in Nivlas Oiv Toher. Viva Vesapliya. Somebody was swallowing a nevela of a kosher bird that wasn't shechted, and now it's in his throat. He's swallowing it. Mitamishnayim Poiselechet. At that point of time, it's considered contact with the tumah. This is the chiddush of this nevela, that a nevela of Oiv is not matame by touching it, by the time he's swallowing it. The time he's swallowing it, he's considered like an avatuma, which makes a rishon and a sheni and a shlishi. Ichnis roishel avir atano tohor. If he put his head into the ear of a tano, that is tohor. Why don't we say that now he's tummy? Because inside the fact that's in contact with the person who's in contact with the nevela, it's not matame, because we learned before that a person who's touching a nevela, even though it's matame's begodim, it's not matame klicheris that he comes in contact with. And beside the tumah of the bird itself is not matame other things other than the person who's swallowing it. Hekia or ibola, if he spit out the bird or he swallowed it, then that's equivalent to losing contact with it, because the contact that's metame is only contact as it's going down his throat. If it's in his mouth before he swallowed it, he's also tar. No, it's only metame as it's going down his throat to swallow it.